best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
And I got a problem with the best fans in baseball.
How? Whoa, whoa. How? This weekend could, was amazing.
Could we get off Albert Pujols' jockstrap?
Okay, come on.
For one second.
No.
Do we not remember that he just up and left and, quote, God told me to?
Yeah. I remember.
For actual less money because of the tax situation in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, yeah.
So don't get me wrong. I understand Albie is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he won three MVP awards. He won his two World Series. But seriously, every at-bat, we got to give him a standing ovation. He gets a curtain call on a home run.
I loved that. You didn't love that?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he plays for the other team
now. But okay, at the time of his home run, we were up 4-0. And he hits a home run, which, I mean, so many people are there to see him and his return to Busch Stadium the first time since he left.
St. Louis, have we never learned anything about our favorite things leaving for Los Angeles? Do we not learn any lessons? Now, don't get me wrong. I get it. It was all weekend long, so it's not the same crowd on Saturday right. That was Friday. That's fine. You want to give him a standing ovation, his first at-bat each game? I respect that. It's a new crowd. It's new fans. Thank you, Albie, for the memories. But my God, that guy could have farted into a microphone and like the whole Busch Stadium would have fainted and went like, oh, standing ovation for Albert. Oh,
I can't believe you're being this way.
Get over it.
Oh, man. No, I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I loved every second of it, of the showing of appreciation for that man.
It was too much.
That did so much for the Cardinal organization.
And then bailed on it.
And it was more complicated than that.
And then decided to leave.
He wanted more money than the organization was willing to put, which I would argue the organization did the right call by saying, no, unfortunately, Albert, we're not going to pay you this. We can't do it. It doesn't make sense.
What they did is they offered him a huge contract that was about the same amount of money he was going to make in L.A. L.A. offered him more, but with all the taxes and stuff out there, and the cost of living, it was actually less than what the Cardinals offered him. So take that with a grain of salt. Albie bailed on us. And granted, yes, he deserves a standing O when he comes out. I appreciate that. Thank you for the memories, Albie. But every single time he comes out of the dugout, we got to lose our bleeping minds. Get out of here.
I'm totally okay with it.
He hits some silly, dinky home run when they're already getting their asses kicked and the whole Busch Stadium loses their mind. Like, are you kidding me? He's playing for the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, yeah.
No one on this planet should ever cheer for the Los Angeles Angels. They're awful.
They weren't cheering for the Angels. They were cheering for Albert Pujols.
It's the first time I've ever been disappointed in the best fans in baseball. They got too excited about that,
come
man.
Come on. Really?
Too excited.
Is this really going to butt hurt you over this?
I am butt hurt about it.
Wow, that is... Albert Pujols.
Meh.
Is the return of the great one.
Oh, God. Oh, Trevor's standing up. Trevor's giving him a standing ovation now. He's not even in Missouri anymore.
Thank you for the memories.
My God.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
The Trojan horse was nothing more than a pinata full of Greeks.
Very few rules of thumb are actually about thumbs.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
A new study out of England found that working just one day a week is the best for your mental health.
For your mental health?
For my brain, bro.
Well, I would expect it to be the best for your mental health, because that's probably all it would be good for.
Now, if you work any more than that, you are not getting any extra mental health benefits. None.
None.
But if you work less than that, in other words, being unemployed, you are missing out on the mental health benefits you get from a job, like feeling productive.
How do you feel productive after only working one day a week?
Oh, man, I can get so much done in one day.
Can you? Can you really?
Man, I could easily get so much done.
I don't know if that's true.
The researchers said, and I quote, "The traditional model in which everyone works 40 hours a week was never based on how much work was good for people." Well, you don't say.
Yeah, I believe that. Sure. I believe that.
One day a week. I could get behind a six-day weekend.
You could get, I mean, a six-day weekend is basically a vacation.
Yeah, every week.
That's how long that is.
That's fantastic.
You just go to work for one day? That
easily.
Doesn't make any sense.
I could easily do it.
That, what, and you expect to be paid the same?
Of course.
What? No!
I'm getting, I could get, in one day, all my work done for the week.
You think you could do that?
Easily.
You could put one day of work in and get everything done that you needed to get done for an entire week.
Oh, man, I'm hardcore.
Are you?
So hardcore.
You barely.
When it comes to work.
You barely do a full day's work right now.
Because I'm saving my mental health, man.
Is that it?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm a trendsetter. I've been doing this before scientists even discovered it.
Wow.
Now, the survey did ask people how many days a week they would want to work if money wasn't an issue.
Okay.
And only 2% said one day a week. And that's the same amount that said 6 or 7. If money wasn't an issue, what the bleep are you doing working 7 days a week?
Yeah, I mean.
28% said 3 days, 21 said 4, 11 said 5, and 14 just said no days. Yeah, money wasn't an issue. Why are you working at all?
I mean, that's a good point. Again, some people want to work because it does make them feel productive. It makes them feel valued and that they are providing something for society. They feel good about that.
You know what else does that? Video games.
Nah, I don't think that
makes me feel productive,
true.
And I make accomplishments.
Right, right.
I mean, even fishing does the same thing for me too. I don't need work to give me a sense of well-being, to give me a sense of being productive.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be productive, apparently.
Well, I think it would be great if you would try to be productive once in a while you were here, especially. That would be really cool.
I will. For one day.
One day. You know what? I will take one day because I don't think we're getting one day now. So well, if we can get one day.
It's not going to be Monday. Come on.
You don't get
my full effort on a Monday.
Will it be Tuesday?
Yeah, it'll probably be around a Thursday.
Fantastic.
Ramping up for the weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The Today Show completely left Matt Lauer out of a 25th anniversary montage. They're actually saving him for the anniversary montage of To Catch a Predator.
Wow. All right.
Pervert.
Yeah, that's what you get. Avengers Endgame is coming back to theaters with new footage. The footage is of you stupidly paying full ticket prices for what amounts to DVD extras. Just wait. Don't spend the money.
And finally, Toy Story 4 grossed over $118 million over the weekend. Who would have thought a movie would have made that much money just watching a young man play with his Woody?
Okay, that...
Doll.
Yeah, okay.
Saved it, lawyers.
No, you didn't.
You saved it.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
If there was one thing that continually happens here at the Morning Shag is my ideas get shot down.
Well, they're not good
my
ideas.
My money-making ideas, well, because I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I want to make money.
What are you again?
An entrepreneur. An entrepreneur. And I'm here to make money. And I tried once to sell my game-worn underwear online.
No, bad
that you
idea.
Could literally buy the underwear I wear on this show online. That's a thing.
No,
I'm not making
no,
this up.
But nobody would want that. Like
the demand was off the charts.
No, it was not.
It was off the charts. Excuse
me. Oh, come
me.
On. All right. That was...
Another idea I had was for nude house cleaning. The requests that came flooding in for Trevor to clean their house in the nude, and I was just going to take a percentage for putting it all together, and all the upper management and all lawyers do are shoot down my money-making ideas.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to be naked cleaning people's homes.
I think they want me to be poor. I think it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh my gosh, wow. If you would just come up with a good idea.
I have one.
Oh, you have one now?
That there is a website called Cameo. Where you can get a brief, personalized video from your favorite celebrities.
Okay, okay.
And granted, I'm clearly the number one talk show host in Missouri, so I am a celebrity.
Okay, all right.
Now, I won't be able to, you know, charge some of these prices because, you know, everyone's favorite Olympian, Caitlyn Jenner, will set you back
$2,500. $2,500?
Yeah.
Goo.
Brett Favre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Billy Zane, I Have a Child, and good. Snoop Dogg are in about the $500 range.
Interesting. Okay.
And then more affordably, probably in my area, would be $350. And that's Charlie Sheen and Gary Busey.
Wow. Do you want to be lumped in with the same like as Charlie Sheen and Gary Busey?
I feel the most comfortable there.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bring this up because I want to start doing this, but also Gary Busey is my spirit animal because I grabbed one of these and this is him wishing someone a happy birthday. Someone paid $350 for Gary Busey to say this.
Hello, Mike. From Mom, Dad, Michelle, and Paul. I'm wishing you a happy 40th birthday on May the 1st. That's May Day. That's a heroic day of safety. You're going to go around the sun 40 times starting on May the 1st. And I wish you a great happy birthday because there's nothing like a birthday. And I've got a confession to make.
Here comes Gary.
I built a hidden wall that you can't tell is a hidden wall in your attic. And I live there. I go there when I want to, and I sneak in without you knowing I'm there. I can watch you go to sleep, go to the bathroom, put on your clothes, brush your teeth, everything. I'm watching you. So get that through your head that that's my birthday gift for you. I'm constantly watching you. And happy birthday to you forever and always. Number 40. God bless you.
God bless Gary Busey.
What? What was that?
That's Gary Busey being Gary Busey, bro.
Somebody paid for that?
$350?
Oh, my God.
I can be just as crazy as Gary Busey. Are you kidding me?
No.
I can easily hide in your attic and watch you change and brush your teeth. $350?
Oh, my gosh. This is arguably one of the worst ideas that you've ever come up with.
I'd stay up there for as long as you need me to.
No, bad. And even if it's not real, it's still bad to record that. Not a good idea. We're not doing this.
The man is always trying to keep me down.
Shut it down. That's what's happening. It's being shut down.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The first humans who ate crabs must have been really hungry to try and eat an armored sea spider.
The Tooth Fairy is actually just a black market organ dealer.
Okay. What? Wow. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Residents in Washington, D.C. may soon be teaming up with police to bust owners of illegally parked vehicles. If the city moves forward with a bill aimed at getting more eyes on the street.
So they would give the power to write a parking ticket to just everyday citizens.
Yeah. I need this power.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Nobody should give you.
This is a great idea.
No, that's not
the idea is for officials to train 80 residents on how they can use their smartphones to take pictures of vehicles illegally parked in locations such as crosswalks, bike lanes, in front of fire hydrants, and then it's a special app that gets reviewed by city employees, and then they will mail out a ticket.
Wow.
Now, that's not as exciting. I want to have the power just to write a ticket and leave it on the windshield. But apparently, this is a thing, because it's been happening in Malibu. And
really?
Last year, volunteers dished out over 9,100 tickets.
Whoa!
In 2018 alone.
That's a lot.
Just dishing them out. But how fantastic would that be? Like, you're trying to find a place at the grocery store to park, and then some a-hole zips in and takes your spot. Mental note. Parking ticket.
No. But again, like, that wouldn't work, because, you would take the pictures, they'd be submitted through the app, and then hopefully somebody along the chain would go, well, wait, this person's parked legally. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's why I need the power just to write a ticket myself.
But no, bad
idea. Someone cuts me off in traffic. I follow them home. Boom. Ticket in your driveway,
bitch. You can't give a parking ticket to somebody in their driveway.
someone won't get over in the fast lane on I-70. Boom. I write the ticket and throw it out the window at them.
That's not
You've
how that works.
You've been ticketed, bitch.
That's not how it works. You can't just do it like, which is why, yet again, it's very important nobody gives you that kind of power.
Someone honks at me because I don't use my blinker. Oh, yeah? I turn around, follow you, ticket, bitch.
See, now, but here's the fallacy in your thinking. So anybody else could also do this. So you driving without using your turn signal, they deciding to write you a ticket.
Oh, then it's on. We got a ticket off. I'm going to sit there and just keep writing you tickets. That's a war of attrition. You write me one, I'm writing you two.
So you guys are just going to sit there for an afternoon writing each other tickets.
Ticket, ticket, ticket. I need this power, man.
It's
I need this
idea.
Authority.
It's a horrible idea.
Shags yeah. for sheriff.
No, what?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
An unreleased song by Freddie Mercury is out. It's a new version of We Are the Champions for second place teams called We Are the Denver Broncos.
Got him. Got him.
Got him!
7-Eleven will begin delivering Slurpees. They promise to get it to you within 15 minutes or less, or it's Kool-Aid.
And finally, a recent survey named Christian Bale America's Favorite Batman. Ben Affleck is number two. He didn't come in at number two. His performance was just a number two.
Oh, come on.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Yesterday, I bared my soul and let those know that I'm actually an unlicensed spokesperson for the Reading Rainbow.
No, that's not true.
My emphasis is in redneck reading, redneck literature. Trying to get rednecks to read, man.
It's not a thing.
It's something very close to my heart. I don't know why you're trying to mock me.
There's nothing better
than convincing a redneck that's sitting next to your favorite mud hole to pick up a book and read.
Outstanding. All right.
Because we go to the pools, they go to the mud holes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
I was so impressed with the response we got yesterday, I wanted to revisit it because some of the book titles were amazing. The idea of the Reading Rainbow for rednecks is you take a normal book title, you change it to make it more redneck, to make it more enticing for them to read.
Mm.
Like Lord of the Ringworm.
That's, come on.
Been there, done that.
The Hunt for Reds Still.
Oh.
Instead of Red October.
How about 50 Shades of Teeth?
Gah. Oh, that's gross. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fireball.
Southern Pride and I Ain't Prejudice.
That one's one of my favorites. That is choice. Just To Grill a Mockingbird.
Ooh, tasty. How about Clifford the Big Red Dodge?
The Devil Wears Walmart.
Ooh, The Girl with the Rebel Flag Tattoo.
Oh, yes. Very good. Green Eggs and Spam.
That's a classic. Even Children of the Cornhole.
Oh.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I've just been impressed.
That's really good stuff.
With the response and the brilliance in these titles, that clearly with your help, we will help rednecks read this summer.
Sure. Okay.
We will help rednecks read.
Great job. And you can see all the other suggestions for redneck book titles. And if you have one, please submit it. And our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
In order to get a loan, you must prove that you don't actually need it that bad.
If you fart when someone hugs you, you make that other person feel incredibly strong.
Wow. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Trevor, you may have some explaining to do.
Oh my gosh. No.
Strange lights over Kansas City, Missouri had locals and even the National Weather Service stumped.
Good echo.
Two. Count them. Two white orbs were seen floating over the airport, prompting people to speculate about aliens.
Of course, right. Yeah, because that's where we... That wasn't as good of an echo, but yeah. Well, of course, we jump to aliens almost immediately in any of these situations instead of something that might be a bit more believable or possible.
Well, why didn't you tell us that your real parents were coming in to visit?
Why? Okay. If that was true, if I actually am an alien and my parents came to visit, why would they be over Kansas City? Why wouldn't they be over Columbia?
Because everyone knows the Kansas City airport is the easiest one to get in and out of.
Oh, they don't need to fly in.
Their security is impeccable. That's it's so ridiculous. Much easier than trying to go through St. Louis.
That
Are you kidding
no
me?
Sense.
Anytime my parents come to visit, they always fly into Kansas City. Why wouldn't yours from the distant planet Gorblion come in and land in
Good
Kansas
game.
City.
That was well done. Very Seussian of you.
Thank you. Now, the National Weather Service went to Twitter, the official news outlet,
right,
saying, "We honestly have no explanation for the floating objects over Kansas City."
Are you going to share the explanation we did get?
I just did, aliens.
No. What was it again? Now the
DARPA. You gonna tell me DARPA knows what they're talking about?
I don't know. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency says that these were balloons that they had launched into the sky
from Maryland.
That have traveled all the way over here. Sure.
What?
They are even saying that that's not a particular crazy thing that they would travel this far.
Yeah, and we're suddenly going to believe a government agency that is run by the Illuminati.
I mean, like,
and lizard people.
Wow.
I'm going to trust the lizard people of DARPA?
That was a little bit of a jump, but
compared to trusting the feet on the streets and the eyes in the sky that saw it in Kansas City?
Well, the people on the ground are very far away from it to be able to see what it actually is.
Well, you don't want to get any closer. Are you trying to get probed?
Okay, wow, that was no. All right.
I like my single beehole the way it is.
All right. That was gross. You know what? We're just going to move on. And
aliens, man. Aliens in Kansas City. They're here.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
As Missouri sits on its lazy ass, Illinois has now legalized marijuana. And since it is the Windy City, Chicago, I'm sure Milwaukee is definitely going to get a contact high.
Jim Carrey says he's no longer trying to please people. The proof is in his last 10 movies.
Oh, not cool. After years of cell phone use, humans in the next century may have hunched backs, claw-like fingers, and a second eyelid. But don't worry, there will be an Instagram filter for all that.
True.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
It's time to panic. It's the end of the world as we know it.
No, it's not.
Netflix is losing The Office in 2021.
Yes.
The supervolcanoes will erupt underneath Yellowstone National Park.
No.
The lizard people will come out of their dens. UFOs will invade the planet. It is going to be a post-apocalyptic world in 2 years after Netflix loses the number one TV show, most viewed show, The Office.
It's going to be fine.
Will it?
Yes.
Do you know this?
I do.
Pinch my pancakes. I don't think so.
That's not what the saying is that Christina laid before us. That's not it. Regardless.
NBC is taking back The Office from Netflix because, of course, NBC now has to have a streaming service, which they're going to debut in January of 2021. The Office was streamed over 52 billion minutes on Netflix last year. 52 billion with a B!
More than any other show on Netflix.
Nearly twice as much as the next most viewed program on streaming on-demand video.
There is some sort of a rewatchability to The Office that I mean, it's something about it. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but my wife wants to watch it all the time.
Yeah, I'm worried about my fiance. I don't know if she's even gotten out of bed this morning. She found out yesterday, crumbled into a ball, and didn't get back up.
Oh.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No, God!
Right, that's...
No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Right, okay, yes, we get it.
It's going to be Mad Max.
It won't be Mad Max. It won't be. Because, again, you'll still be able to watch it if you really want to. You can go and buy NBC's streaming service in 2021. I know. This is really what the problem is, right? Is every producer? Is every sort of studio, every sort of brand going to now start having their like powerhouse hitter, and they're going to start segmenting everything out to having the consumer having to buy 10 different streaming services to be able to watch all the shows they want
to
watch?
I refuse to slap NBC's pancakes. It's not going to happen. Netflix, though, is trying to rebound because earlier this year, they announced that they got the new show Space Force that stars Steve Carell and will be created by the TV developer and producer that brought The Office to America from the UK.
Oh, okay.
Greg Daniels.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
But apparently he does great work.
Apparently, yes. All right.
So they're hoping that's the next big thing. They're hoping that's The Office in space with Space Force.
Right.
We'll see. I'm just telling you, man, I'm warning you now, 2021, we lose Office. We lose The Office off Netflix. We lose civilization.
No, we don't. It'll be okay.
There will be riots in the streets.
It will not.
There will be looting in the grocery stores. Right, it is going to be chaos.
Okay.
No, all right, God!
All right. That's...
No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
If you wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, are you ranch dressing?
If avocados are a fruit, does that make guacamole a jam? Put that on your toast. Smoke it.
What? Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. That's round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Have you ever wanted your farts to smell good?
What? Oh my God. What
there
was that?
Is a French company that's now claiming they've invented a pill that make your farts smell nice.
This is disgusting. This is grotesque.
Well, I'm trying to make it not disgusting. We're talking about pills that are going to make your farts smell like chocolate and roses.
I can't focus on any of the words you're saying over the fart sound effects.
Well, excuse me. I took the pills and now I'm making the room smell like roses.
No. That's...
They say they can transform your smell of gas into a lovely fragrance of chocolate or roses. This anus alchemist actually thinks he can make your poo smell like roses.
Oh my gosh.
Are you an unlicensed anal alchemist?
No, I can't.
And they claim.
All right, shut this down. I can't. I can't hear anything you're saying. I can't like add to anything and try. God.
Quite honestly, I'd rather hear the farts than anything you have to add.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
They're
thank
funnier.
You for that.
They're funnier.
All right. Wow. Okay. That's nice.
So they claim that the pill is entirely natural, much like the farts that Trevor potted down, that they're made from dietary supplements based on natural ingredients that will make your guff smell great.
Wow.
The scientist was quoted saying, our numerous returning customers are no doubt the best proof.
So this is already out. This is already a thing that people are using and apparently seeing success with because they keep buying it.
Yes. And you can pick the fragrance you want.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever sat up at night going, you know what? I wish my fart smelled like ginger. Boom. You can.
Wow. How many?
You can.
Better. How many different scents are there?
Ooh, there's a couple. How about even more interesting seasonal choices? Oh, the holidays maybe? Christmas chocolate? Smells just like it.
Oh my gosh. All right. That's.
Or how about some May Day lilies, anyone? Huh? You got it.
There are people trying to eat breakfast right now.
You're
man.
Welcome.
No. Still gross.
Just imagine how great this world would be if you could let a big old ripper fart at work and it smelled like roses. No one would be upset about
it. Oh my gosh.
Instead, I'm stuck in this little closet with Trevor where half the time I'm talking like this because I have to plug my nose because he has dairy butt and refuses to stop eating dairy.
No, I have dramatically cut down my dairy intake.
He brought in a block of cheese for breakfast this morning.
I did not. And once and for all, lactose intolerance, not dairy butt.
And it's not just for humans either. The website also claims they have some powders that can be used on your dog.
Okay, now I'm interested. Because the dog farts that happen with my dogs, pretty pretty bad.
Do they have dairy butt too?
They stop it. It's not okay. All right, never mind. Just shut it down.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
I counted several hundred Democratic presidential candidates debating last night. There were so many. It was like Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Hodor, chick with the dragons,
no,
I think.
No, that's not.
I just lost count.
Wow. All
right, how many can you have on a debate?
Lots. Then that was only half.
Jeez.
Lots. A robot set a record by nailing over 2,000 consecutive free throws. The robot doesn't have a name, but we know for sure it's not Shaq.
And finally, 1 in 3 people say they've heard their neighbors having loud sex. The other 2 in 3 people have married neighbors.
That's okay. Hang on.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
As we found out earlier this week, Illinois has legalized recreational marijuana. And Missouri has now just come out saying, oh, you can start applying for your medical marijuana on Friday.
Wow. Okay.
God.
Jeez. That was sitting
on their hands down there in Jefferson City.
Okay.
I don't even know if they do work. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will be accepting online medical marijuana applications for patients and caregivers starting on Friday. Now, patient and caregiver registration fees are $25, and patient in-home cultivation registration fees are $100. Now, patients and caregivers must visit medicalmarijuana.mo.gov to apply or to preview the necessary information and forms. Now, patients, you have to download the physician certification form.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
Bleeping government, and take it with them to their medical examinations for their physicians to fill out. You have to have that form.
Okay, the doctor won't have it at the doctor's office.
No, DHHS will only accept physician certifications as an attachment to a patient's application rather than accepting the application directly from a physician.
Interesting. Okay. All right. No.
Bleep in Missouri.
No, all right.
Let's make this as difficult and confusing as possible.
That's fair, yes, but this would be, I think, important information for certain people to know, so it's good that we're sharing it.
Yes. So once patients have been certified by a physician, they will have 30 days to apply for a patient identification card online.
Good. Good.
I'm reading this and I'm already confused.
Right.
And I'm looking over to Illinois going, oh, it's all legal? And then I'm looking back at Missouri going, what's the website again? How many forms do I need? What the hell are we doing? And then to make things worse, Missouri's not scheduled to issue licenses for medical marijuana growers, processors, dispensaries, and facilities until early 2020.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I'm getting a form that says I can have weed, but then there's no outlet to get weed?
Yeah.
What is Missouri doing?
Man, all right, you are like getting really, really stressed over this. I just gave myself a migraine. You should probably see somebody.
I probably should go to medicalmarijuana.mo.gov and download the 50 forms I need.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Babysitters are teenagers who behave like grown-ups so that grown-ups can go out and behave like teenagers.
When you burn your skin with hot oil and it gives you a mark, it's because your meat's been cooked.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. Lee'sTireCompany.com.
A woman was arrested for asking her husband to clean the house.
Wait.
It is about damn time.
No. That's not an arrestable offense. That can't be the whole story.
Just wait. Just could you imagine if you could go to jail for nagging a spouse about housework? I'm pretty sure society would crumble. Because everyone would be in jail.
Right, yeah.
So what happened was the wife, by the name of Valerie, kept asking her husband, Michael, to stop working out. Stop working out so much so he could do some vacuuming and cleaning around their house.
Okay.
She was then soon arrested. Why? I know, everyone has questions. I'm getting to it. 4 years ago in the UK, they made up a course of control bill. Course of control is now illegal. That's basically mentally abusing someone by controlling them. And while it's great to recognize the realities of non-physical abuse, this really isn't what the law was made for, but they still had to enforce it. So Valerie wound up spending 17 hours in a jail cell, and now 14 months later, the charges were finally dropped like the day before she was supposed to go to court for her trial.
What? What? Okay, so a bill in the UK makes it to where you can't coerce people.
Yeah, it's illegal. You get arrested.
And that's what she was arrested under, was that, this, for simply saying, hey, quit working out, we need to clean the house.
Well, I mean, you know that's probably not that's not just what was said.
That may be true, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
So why did Michael call the cops? He was quoted and saying, she was controlling, she was constantly on me, I'm not sure if she should have gone to court or not. That was not my decision.
So wait, so who called the cops?
He did, Michael,
but
the husband.
Why would you call the cops if you weren't expecting to, like, for her to, like, get arrested?
I think he just wanted her to stop busting his balls. Like, I'm gonna call the cops.
Well, that's a ridiculous over-exaggeration.
This is illegal. You can't make me do nothing. Wow. The cops show up, arrest her. She goes to jail. Now, there is a happy ending to the story. They're getting a divorce.
Well, okay. You know what? That's probably for the best.
That's the best way that story could end.
Honestly, if you're calling the cops because your wife is asking you to clean the house and you don't want to, if you can't figure that out on your own, maybe you shouldn't be together.
I think we might need this law in America.
No, that because it's working so well in the UK.
He didn't do any housework.
No,
that's a success.
No, that's not the...
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.